On this episode of Emulate This, Mike defends E.T. for the Atari 2600, Rory's going to talk some NES emulation, and we review Metal Slug. All right, let's start the show. I'm fucking Pyramid Head.
I'm gonna fuck Kirby.
We're gonna have to fuck Kirby.
Behind those angry eyebrows, I think there's a sensitive soul.
Goomba. Yeah. What am I doing with the Goomba?
Fuck the Goomba.
I am going to fuck Wario.
I would fuck the Goomba.
Let's get weird.
Top Easton Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania, once again. What's up, guys?
What's up, Ry?
All right, how you doing?
Good to be back in the saddle, you know?
It is. Rory, how are you?
Blackjack. 21, baby.
Monkey.
Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, it's finally winter. It's 45 degrees today. We had a nice early spring.
Yeah, it was nice.
Got out on the golf course. Me and Mike went golfing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. How'd you hit them, boys?
It was ugly. Yeah. It was ugly.
We threw away our scorecards.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, it was one of them. After nine holes, it was like, all right.
We stopped after nine.
Yeah. I don't even keep score anymore, even when I play a hole, even in the middle of the summer, because even when I'm in full swing, because it's just depressing. It makes it harder.
I keep score, but you know what? I learned not to care anymore. Like, right. If I get an eight, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I got an eight. So what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. But it was one of those days. The course was packed. Because it was, you know. Yeah,
the first nice day in 4 months.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, it took forever. The first nine holes. I mean, if we would have done 18, it probably would have took 6 hours.
Isn't par what a professional would get on that course?
Yes.
It's not what an amateur or the average. It's what
a scratch golfer.
A professional golfer would get a four.
Yeah, but any of the courses we golf on,
professional golfer
would get like 20 under.
Yeah, he would get like 20 under par.
Yeah, that's how they determine your handicap and all, by what par is.
Right, exactly. But yeah, we had some nice weather. Now it's back to this shit. It's back
reality.
To the cold.
Back to reality.
35 degrees today?
I know. It's brutal. But at least the sun was out.
Got a good show today, right?
We do have a good show. We're going to talk some Metal Slug. We're going to review that game, SNK. That's a great, you know, run and gun.
Well, now it's SNK Plane War.
It is.
They went bankrupt, and then they had to sell some assets, and then they rebought assets, and they reformed.
Right.
And they're still around. They're still kicking. They still make games.
Yeah. Anything recently you can recall?
Well, they just released King of the Fighters 14.
Oh, okay.
But it's at least right now, it's a PlayStation 4 exclusive. I don't know if it's on Steam.
Okay.
And I'm not aware that there are any plans to release it to Xbox One.
Yeah. But it's a great game. It's on a system that none of us ever had because we couldn't afford it. Neo Geo.
Did anybody know anyone that had a Neo Geo?
I didn't know one person. There was a comic book store where I used to live, and for some reason they had a Neo Geo in there.
They were so expensive.
Yeah. So that was the only place I ever saw one.
Did anybody we grew up with had one?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know
I've
anyone. I don't know
one.
Anyone.
I've never
that
seen
did.
A home one. I've seen the arcade, the multi-unit arcade.
Okay.
But not an actual
system. I've never actually seen the home console one. They're still very expensive.
Well, the games are ridiculous.
They were $700. In the 90s, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I believe the games were like $200 a piece. They're probably still around $200 a
they
piece.
They are. More than that.
They are.
More than that, yeah.
What,
a lot of them are.
Even right now for collecting.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're basically, the cartridges are self-contained arcade games. They're basically arcade boards.
Mm-hmm.
Their cartridges are huge. If you got hit in the head with one of them, you die. Yeah. Like, they're huge. And they're actually multiple layers.
They're the size of that mixer.
They're pretty
close.
Oh yeah,
they're
huge.
They're
multiple
PCB boards.
Right.
It's not just like you look at like a Super Nintendo or a Nintendo. There's just one row of like chips.
Right.
There's like two to three.
Yeah.
Neo Geos.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
But also on the show, we're also going to talk. Mike's actually going to defend E.T. for Atari.
Kind of.
You think it has a bad rap?
Well, we'll talk about it.
Definitely
because
has a bad rap.
I'll just say, like, it's not a good game.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not really going to defend whether or not it's good or bad.
Okay.
It's not good.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Okay.
And then Rory is going to do a little NES emulation rundown. He's going to the benefits, drawbacks of different NES emulators.
Yeah, we want to start a new segment that's more actual emulator focused. So this is going to be our test pilot, episode one, NES.
The show is called Emulate This.
Yeah, we have to hold up some kind of
It
standard.
Only took like 21 episodes to get there. Yeah, so whatever, people.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for it, asshole.
Mike, you have... Oh, let's get to the Odyssey. There we go. All right.
Trigger.
All right, guys. Another round of the Odyssey. What have we been playing? Eric, go ahead.
I've actually been playing Watch Dogs 2, and I think as a game, it's critically underrated. I think the negativity surrounding the first one totally fucked up any chance it had to make it the way it should, and it's a real shame because for me, it's the most underrated game that came out last year, and it's the most fun I've had with a game.
I think it's better,
especially
than the first
for
one.
The newer consoles in a while. Yes, it's but it for me, it's like the game the first one should have been.
Okay,
One was really underwhelming.
One was weird. I started playing it, and I felt kind of disoriented the whole time in the game. I couldn't get my bearings.
It had neat aspects to it, things that hadn't been done, but it felt a little clunky, and
it was definitely clunky. Too many hacking mini games. Stop it with the freaking hacking mini
but
games.
That's
way too many.
A thing with this one is the puzzles are better and they're easier to do. Like they give you a, you can hack almost anything in the city. You have like an RC car, and a quadricopter drone.
You have a drone.
That you fly around, so it surveys the area. You find out what you have to hack to get into the buildings and stuff like that. And
is hacking a necessity?
Sure.
It's the perk of the game.
To get right.
Of the franchise, I guess you could say.
Yeah, break into the buildings and what have you to get the information you need. So why
there, go ahead, Mike.
You're not
are
a
there
mobster.
Penalties
you're not a,
with if you
you can die if you get caught like if they see your drone or something.
But if you do, like, do you have an X amount of time to get a hack done, and then if you don't do the hack, do you
sometimes
go against your
sometimes
energy?
The harder ones will time out and you have to start all over again.
Okay.
Some of them, you know, you have no fear of getting caught while you're doing it. And some of them, that makes it more intense because, all right, I got to get this done before they come get me. You know, and then you'd have to run.
Is it like Metal Gear where you can have non-lethal runs? Like, you don't have to kill
everybody?
Yes, that's
exactly how I play the game.
Yeah, see, like, I try to do it with Metal Gear, but I can't do it.
I suck at it.
I end up murdering everyone.
Yeah, I don't get the love for the Metal Gear anyway, but it is like that. It is like that in a way. You can run in guns blazing and shoot everyone. Mm. But obviously, they call for backup. Or you can do everything completely stealth. And that's how I like to do it. I don't like anybody seeing me.
I try to do that.
Me.
Like, that's like, what, like, if you imagine me at my chalkboard, like, I'm about, all right, we're going to attack this place 100% stealth. And then, like, I fuck it up every time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like me and, like, a shotgun taking out 10 people in a row.
Yeah, yeah. And the game is just fun. It's got that fun factor. And, you know, you're basically in this group, like, anonymous with, you know, crazy infiltration skills. But,
The
dialogue.
You're also direct
corny.
Murderers too, by the way.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much directly murdering people.
But why don't people like the new game?
I don't think enough people gave it a chance.
It's got the mark of death on it.
Got them right, like Rory said. The first one, the PC crowd, you know, put the bad juju on it because they showed it a video of it at E3, and it wasn't when it released. It didn't look as pretty, so. It's just a whole, I don't know, they start with the memes.
They definitely oversold it. Like,
it gets a stigma.
Okay. They cut functionality out of the original one, or they flat out lied to you. Or even by omission, like, people were like, well, you obviously can do this and this and this, which is awesome.
Right.
Because it's a different take on the GTA formula. You're not a mobster. You're not an government sniper who's trying to go legit. You're just a freaking, well, in the first one, you're just a guy with technical skills who's like taking on the mafia, I think.
Yeah.
So like they really oversold it. And I guess maybe they just didn't say like, no, it doesn't do that. And then it caught up with them. Kind of like maybe had like No Man's Sky.
Yeah. I think
I don't really know enough about it, but like it has the mark of death on it because would just resent what the end product was. And I thought it was underwhelming.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think, like I was saying, this game is what the first game should have been. It doesn't take itself as serious. It's kind of goofy, but the game is just fun. Like, and like, you walk around, you can hack everyone's cell phone. You're walking down the street and like, you just point your cell phone at somebody it'll give you like what they do for a living, how much money they make, and like a blurb about them, like collects panda bears or some shit. You know, then some of them are funny, like, attends furry conventions and believes she's the Antichrist. That was one of my favorite ones. Like, it's just funny.
That's cool.
You know,
is the world pretty big?
It's not huge. I'd say it's not the size of GTA. It's not that big. I'd say it's a little more than half the size of GTA, which is good.
Cool. But
it's San Francisco, so it's a change.
Right. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And it has all like the landmarks, like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, I like games that do that. They get out of New York and they go just to a different, like, I'll give Watch Dogs 1 that it was Chicago. I'll give it that it was a nice break.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's something different.
To see something different.
All right, cool.
Yeah, and I hate to keep going on about it, but I just wanted to say, like, the missions are, like, cool. Like, there's, like, a group of, like, Scientologists, and you, like, expose them, you know what I mean? You hack into their shit, and how they're robbing people. And, like, the CEO raised the price of leukemia medicine, like, 400%. So you hack into his bank account, and you donate, like, $30 million to leukemia research.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Just, like, damn the man
shit.
Yeah, yeah. But it's really underrated, and I think people should give it a chance.
Cool. Awesome. Mike, how about you?
I finished BioShock.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
What'd you think?
I really liked it a lot. Yeah.
As a whole, it doesn't do absolutely everything great, but everything is good about it. Would you say?
It was fun to play. Mm-hmm. It was at the beginning. It was a little more difficult than I was expecting.
Right.
But then
you're not powered up.
Nice.
Like, the bad guys never get much harder.
Right.
You get a lot stronger.
I was going to say that the game, as you progress, the game doesn't really necessarily get more difficult, but you are invincible. I mean, when I was fighting the final boss, I was like, whatever.
At a certain point,
get him.
Yeah, you overpower. You overpower. You
had so many health.
It wouldn't
matter that he could, like, take half your life with one snack.
Definitely.
Did you save the little girls or did you murder them all, you monster?
So when you have to, when you get confronted with the first little sister, and
I get confronted by little sisters every day.
Oh God,
Jesus!
And Atlas tells you all they're monsters, you know. Just so I'm like, all right, I'll kill her. Mm-hmm. So I killed the first one, and I thought,
did you feel good?
First no,
shame.
I thought it's
first
sucked.
Shame, sir.
It's like a graphic.
It really is. It really is.
Test your morality.
It is. So on the next, so after that, I saved them all, and. I don't know.
You get the bad ending, though.
No, you can kill the first girl and then get the good ending.
No, that's not true.
Really?
You I thought the first more. One.
There's three. There's technically, because I looked into it, there's three endings. There's the good ending where everyone's saved. Uh-huh. Then there's the bad ending where the Tannenbaum like yells at you.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
Then there's like ending, I'll call it like 2B, where she says all the same shit. But it's like she has like this sad undertone. So she's not yelling at you. She's like, you wanted to save the, or you so wanted you, all the Adam.
You killed the one girl in the beginning.
And then I saved the rest.
You didn't get
of them.
The one where they're all around your hospital bed when you're dying at the end?
No,
you
I didn't
get
that
ending? Oh shit. Because
I saved
like,
every girl.
Yeah.
You saved them all.
I saved every girl because I'm not a sick monster like you.
You wanted that Adam, man.
How long is that game?
20 hours,
yeah,
I guess.
About 20.
Yeah, 20. It took me, yeah.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
No.
The first one's definitely worth playing. I feel the second one definitely went down. It's not a bad game. It's just like it was too similar to the first one.
There were a couple. I thought there were a lot of like fetching missions towards the end where I had to get the boots for the Big Daddy. Then I had to get the suit. Then I had to get the voice module. And there were a lot of, you know, it, like threw you off a lot of time. There were a lot of missions where it's like, here's your mission. You're like, okay. And then all of a sudden, something shitty happens. Like, all right, well, you can't do this mission now. You have to do this mission. All right, fine. And then you do that mission. Oh, well, now you can't do that. You have to do this. Make up your fucking mind. Yeah. Just let me do one of these fucking missions.
Yeah.
But I was listening to our one podcast, I guess maybe the last one, where I was talking about, who the fuck is this Atlas
guy? Why do you
guy?
Care well, about Atlas's
oh, okay.
family?
Now I get
it. Yeah, now you get it. Yeah, that's why we're all like quiet, like we don't want to say anything. We're like, he'll figure it
awkward.
out.
Cool, man.
That's cool. Yeah, it's a classic, man. Classic.
It's a pretty good game.
Yeah, I gotta, I gotta check that one out.
Real quick, this won't take long. On Atari, I was playing this game called Spider Fighter, which is excellent. Really, really good space shooter game. Really, really good.
Yeah?
So, yeah. Huh. Yeah. It's just much better. It's more interesting. Like, the enemies come at you in not a straight line. They come at you, like, in circles and stuff like that.
That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So that was Spider Fighter. I would highly recommend
it. Spider Fighter. Cool. Rory, how about you?
That should be, like, the like a Big Rig's Mud Flap. Spider Fighter. Like, Spider that's Fighter. Awesome. that's awesome. I've been playing F-Zero for the Super Nintendo a lot recently. It's, F-Zero is the type of game. It's a launch title.
It's a racing game, right?
It's a racing
Super Mario World? Wasn't that
I think it was one of the first games.
Well, Super Mario World was a pack-in. You mean Super Mario Kart? With a racing equivalent.
No, maybe I'm mistaken.
F-Zero is a launch title, so they're around roughly the same time.
Okay.
Probably within like a day, I would think.
Oh, okay.
F-Zero is really racing-focused. Like, it's a technical racing-focused game. It has no combat.
Right.
Like, you can ram into each other, but you end up screwing yourself over.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you have to always race. Every lap, you must meet a minimum requirement per lap or you lose. So you can actually lose at any point in any race.
Hmm.
Like, during a race. So you can lose even before you freaking finish.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember it. I can't really recall too
much.
It's
very heavy Mode 7.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it's like, it's kind of like the difference between, like, I'll explain this.
Do the controls feel accurate to like a real car?
No, because it's
cartoony where you bounce off of something.
Yeah, you bounce off.
Okay.
And there's like mines.
It's only one player, right?
And jumps. It's only one player, which is odd because you would think Super Mario Kart, a lot of people like shit on how it's like always split screen, even one player. But why couldn't F-Zero be two player? It's the same platform. I think they probably have roughly the same like size. They're probably 4 megabyte games.
Maybe it's the graphic, the GPU couldn't take it.
I don't really know what the hell their problem, because none of them, to the best of my knowledge, are multiplayer.
Hmm.
None of them are. So F-Zero, it's a really racing focused game with no combat. The turns are very tight.
Yeah,
and yeah, I remember that.
It's
from
a
that
punishing
game,
Like you really have to learn the tracks, and you have to learn how to maneuver with like the trigger buttons to slide, and then you have to get just like real drive. You have to like break into turns and then turbo out of them because you
drifting.
Really need it. It's pre-drifting.
Okay.
Because like, you know, like the Gran Turismos and all those other games nowadays where drifting is, again, if you don't know how to drift, you can't play those games. Like you're not going to have a good time.
Right.
So like F-Zero is pre-drifting, but like it's that idea. Like you really have to like maneuver the turns on a dime and get in and out. It's an unforgiving game, but it's fun and it's got great music and, I can't recommend F-Zero enough. If you don't have it emulated, go grab it.
Right. All right. Cool. Well, I've been playing Comic Zone for Genesis.
Okay.
You guys ever played
that
game? Test
1.
I've never heard of that one.
I saw it on a list of like the most underappreciated Genesis games.
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. It's a later Genesis game. It came out in like 95.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got really good graphics. It's got pretty good sound. But
it's a beat-em-up.
Yeah, it's a beat-em-up. Okay. But it's neat the way they did it. The stages are built like a comic book, page. So every time you
go
get
between
through a
panels,
section,
the strips.
You crawl through the panel. Like you kind of sling yourself through the, so it's really neat the way it's set up.
It's got great art style. I feel like the mechanics of the game kind of are let down.
Well, it's real repetitive because you pretty much use one button.
Oh, yeah, first, is it difficult?
Yeah, it's one of those games you just get tired of playing. You get tired of I just get tired of playing.
It does have passwords.
Yeah, but you know, it's real repetitive.
So you wouldn't even be interested in keeping passwords and continuing?
It's really hard. Like, it's really fucking, even if you had passwords, it's really hard. And there's not a lot of moves, because, like, one button does a lot. It's one of those games where you punch, and then you punch again, he does, like, an uppercut. You know what I mean? They do these kind of weird combos.
You only need a three-button controller.
Yeah, that's it.
There's item, there's punch, and jump.
Yeah, but you have, like, a mouse friend, he's a rat.
A rat.
You take a rat around, and the rat will do stuff for you. You put him on the ground, and then he'll go like flip a switch. You know, so he's your buddy. You can tell him what to do.
Yeah, some of the panels
have
puzzles in them where like you can like throw grenades or dynamite at stuff and blow it up, and you don't have to directly fight everyone, but there's a lot of direct combat, and it's very slow where they block everything.
The game's fast.
Double Dragon 4 for Super Nintendo is the same problem. The guys block everything.
It takes a while.
It's a slog to play that type of game. Like you're just like, fuck, just die.
Yeah. Mm.
Fuck.
To fight one guy takes a while. Like, it's not like Streets of Rage.
They got a lot of health.
Yeah.
Play.
Yeah. And I don't think they have a health bar.
Yeah.
They don't really have a health bar. They don't.
I don't believe anyone has a health bar but you.
The game's really cheap, too.
Yeah, because I saw it on a list online of, like, it was, like, number 3 out of, like, 50 most underappreciated games on the Sega Genesis. And I mean, would you disagree with that?
It looks awesome.
They can keep it. It's overrated. I think, actually, well, it's not really well-known, so I guess it's underrated. Yeah, right. It's unrated, mm-hmm. but, like, it...
Wasn't even right. Yeah,
I wouldn't put it in my top 50 Genesis games.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, Genesis probably has 900 something.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. Like, I never go, I really want to play comics now.
Right.
Yeah.
Once was enough.
I've had enough of comics now.
You feel very strongly. You see that look?
Seriously.
He was serious. Yeah.
I had enough of comics.
I've had
keep,
enough.
Keep the sharp utensils away from Rory.
Fuck you, Turner.
Yeah. I mean, it looks really cool. It's a really good looking game. It sounds good. It's just really hard and repetitive. Mm-hmm. So, but it's fine. I had it when I was younger. I actually had it on Genesis.
Okay.
So, so, all right. Well, we're done with the Odyssey. Rory, you ready to do your little NES emulator segment?
No. Oh. I'm ready to do.
Oh, Mike's just going to do E.T.
We're all over the
place.
We're
all fucked up, but I'll tell you what.
We are all over the place. What's going on here?
I've got breaking news.
Oh! All right.
I've got some breaking news. Mike, are you sitting down? Of course you are. You're doing the podcast. So there is a Castlevania series coming to Netflix.
I saw this.
Have you heard this?
Yes.
Okay.
So is it porn?
I am stoked that you are talking about
big
this,
time.
Too.
Big, it's hardcore porn.
Wait, it's coming to Netflix?
Yes. It's a,
Go ahead. So here's the description of the show. The last surviving member of the disgraced Belmont clan trying to save Eastern Europe from extinction at the hand of Vlad Dracula Tepe himself.
It's Castlevania 3.
Basically, it is roughly based on Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse. So that's kind of cool. The executive producer, he's a character. Do you see some of the quotes from him? This Adi Shankar?
Yeah, he said something about it's going to be like hard, fucking rated R.
It will be super violent, R-rated as fuck. Brad, this is the best one. This is going to be the best fucking video game adaptation to date and will make everyone who made a video game adaptation before this disown their projects.
You know what's funny? That would be what you would write if you were the press agent.
Exactly. It's like, this guy's got fuck you money. You know it. He's just like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to... But, I mean, to impress as a video game adaptation, I mean, what
That's a pretty low bar.
Yeah, it's a pretty
it's
low
a pretty
bar.
Low bar.
I mean, really, there isn't a whole lot. I mean...
What are they competing against? Captain like, Lou Albano?
Tomb Raider? I mean, you know what I mean?
Super Mario Brothers was just spectacular.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
The Resident Evils.
I mean, honestly, has anything been, like, really great?
Mm. Video game wise.
Video game into movies?
No, like Doom. I thought Doom movie saw
like a Tomb Raider, right?
Yeah.
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider, they were, it was like, okay.
Like, everything was like, I never okay. seen it. I never seen
no,
it.
No, yeah, but the, like there was one Tomb Raider movie that was like, okay.
I'm sure they make money.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Resident Evil movies.
The Resident Evil.
Apparently.
Some of them were all right.
Darren Aronofsky, I think. I think it was Darren Aronofsky. No, you know.
You're going to be apologizing next episode.
I know. I'm going to be doing a lot of those things. I don't think it was. You know what? I take it back. One of these directors, it was either Aronofsky or, oh, fuck. And I wanted to do a BioShock movie.
Oh, okay. That's
cool. Can't get it like it's still kind of
they
there.
They can't get enough syringes.
But they can't get their shit right. They can't get their shit together. I don't know if it's Aronofsky. It's somebody else. Anyway, yeah. I'm sorry.
So this sounds pretty cool. The only problem is it's not live action. It's a cartoon.
Oh, really? Actually, you know what? I like it now a lot more.
Your erection just went from 6 to 0. I know, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking like they would do almost in the style of like Game of Thrones.
Midnight to 6. Yeah. They usually say 6 to midnight. You just went midnight to 6.
Do you know what I mean?
I totally crushed your boner. No, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I would hoping they would do it in like almost like a Game of Thrones kind of a style.
That was also a sort of a quote, the guy. I mean, but, you know, he talks a lot of shit, so. Yeah. We'll see. That's a high bar, man.
That doesn't mean. Here's the thing: if the cartoon is very, or let's pretend it's an anime, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If that's very successful, and I'm sure it will be, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason that they wouldn't be like, oh, let's make a live action one and really make some money on this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
If it's successful,
because even a really well done anime, people will not watch because it's a cartoon. Like,
yeah,
there's a percentage of the population that will never watch it.
I tried. Like I couldn't get into it.
Like an original show, like South Park or something like that. You know what I mean? Or Bill Burr's F is for Family and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
I
think they're funny. Hysterical. Yeah.
But I won't be able to watch a cartoon of a video game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's too Saturday morning for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, it's Saturday morning cartoon.
It's like Captain N.
Captain N.
You feel like you've outgrown it.
I think
it can't keep your attention.
I will totally give it a
cartoons
try.
Cartoons I like. Give it a cartoons try. I like. Absolutely. If they're a comedy.
Right.
But a cartoon play on a video game? I don't know. I don't
like
know.
A drama cartoon.
Yeah, I don't know. If I can't do a drama cartoon.
That's kind of what this will be.
No, it's got to be funny.
I imagine it'll be light.
I would think this would be like ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, like satire, like almost.
Over the top violence. Yeah. You know, that's just like
satirical.
That's why, like, I'm not a real big fan of The Walking Dead anymore, but the first two seasons.
My seat just went down.
He shrunk
it. The first two seasons of Walking Dead I used to like, and one of the reasons I like was the over the top violence. It was ridiculous.
Mm.
You know?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
When is that coming out?
Well, they said this year, but I don't know. This is the first we're hearing of it. They did just put a poster out for it the other day. So they say this year, but we'll see about that. I mean,
yeah. Is it actual cartoon or is it like CGI, like Toy Story?
No, it's
probably CGI.
It looks like actual cartoon. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure. The poster would have you believe that it's almost drawn like He-Man. Remember from the 80s,
but
that might be pretty fucking
but with
cool.
Way more detail, though.
Right,
with way
right,
more detail,
right.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that should be interesting. We'll check that out.
I'm intrigued. Yeah.
So that's the breaking news.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks for that breaking news, Eric.
Yeah, you know.
All right. Well, Mike.
Okay.
You want to do your E.T. thing?
My E.T. thing.
I jumped to Rory. Sorry about that. Well, no. We'll do some E.T.
You know what's funny? Eric, you were just talking about Watch Dogs 2 and how people weren't really giving it a chance, and you think it was, you know, it's not that bad.
Right.
Right.
No, I think it's actually really good.
All right. You're thinking it's really good. All right. So, kind of the same thing. This is kind of where I'm going with E.T. So, All right. You know, a while ago, I got a big shipment of Atari games, and E.T. was in one of them. Didn't know much about the game, to be totally honest with you.
Okay.
Didn't know how infamous it fucking was.
You never played it as a child?
Nope. Never had it. Never had it.
I didn't either.
Roy, did you have it?
I had Atari.
Had
it, so I didn't have it.
I was one of millions and millions of children that had it.
Nope. Didn't
everyone
have
on
it.
Eastern Seaboard.
No, I mean, the game. Like, real quick, I remember the games that I had were Pitfall and Asteroids and River Raid and Missile Command. Those games. Never had E.T.
So I find this really hard to... I'm going to tell you're lying. I just find that really odd, hard to believe.
That I didn't have E.T.?
That you didn't have E.T. It was such a common game.
Nope.
And we're the same age.
Nope. I didn't have Pac-Man either. Thank God. I probably would never play a video game
again.
Are
you a pod person? Tell me the truth right now.
No, I didn't have Pac-Man.
We're going to settle this.
It's probably a good thing I didn't have those fucking games. I would have never gotten into video games.
Yeah, Pac-Man sucks.
Let me tell you something, Mike.
Well, for Atari.
My
2600.
My grandfather told me during World War II, they used to have a guy
Pac-Man.
Walking around in the field. They used to punch him in the stomach. And if he cursed in German, they'd shoot him. All right? So be prepared that I'm about to punch you in the stomach like tonight. And you're not. And if
wait,
you say,
why? Because
like,
I didn't have Pac-Man.
I want to make sure that you're not a sleeper cell. That's exactly why. Okay?
All right. Anyway.
Back to reality.
What the fuck was I talking? Oh, so, all right. So, I never had E.T.
Yeah.
All right. So, I get E.T. I pop it in the Atari. I'm playing it. Walking around. It looks like crap. But you know what? I'm never going to ever judge an Atari game on graphics. Ever.
No.
There's no reason to.
Yeah.
All right. But it doesn't look good.
It's low-hanging fruit.
And so, I turn it off, and I'm like, all right. I'll read the manual. So, I go ahead. Read the manual. Figure it out, and I start playing it again. So, real quick, here's how the game works. First of all, have Rory, as you've played it.
I've played it, yeah.
Have any of you guys played
it? I've watched video of it.
You've watched video of it?
Last weekend.
Okay.
Yes.
And have you? So, you've never played it?
No.
Have you ever played it?
A long time ago as a kid.
I didn't need to play it.
I played it as a child, and I've played it as an adult.
I got the idea.
Scene.
By watching
it follows the script of the movie, kind of.
No,
no,
no, not at all.
100%.
He loses his cell phone. He needs a phone home.
Yeah, it looks needlessly complicated. Like you keep falling in these fucking
holes.
There
you go. Yeah. But here's the thing. What you have to do is you have to collect pieces of your telephone.
Yeah.
Telephone's pieces are in your hole. All right. Really lame concept. What's interesting about it is it's kind of open world. It's like it's apparently a cube. It's supposed to be a cube. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And to find these pieces of your phone, you have to fall in pits. This was apparently some sort of problem for people. But all you had to do was just levitate. You hit the button, you levitate out.
You have to extend your neck for some reason and then fly out of the hole.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
And then as soon as you get out of the hole, you hit the joystick immediately left and you're out of the hole and you're good to go.
Yeah.
The problem was that children didn't know to immediately, there's like it's like a fighting game. So you just have to like do a twitch movement to get out. Right. Otherwise, you
fall back in.
With this horrible, like, ear raping sound effect that I still hear in my, like, when I close my eyes at night. Okay.
But
it's awful.
And then the other thing, not to mention that, there are zones in the game, okay? Like, so there's this one zone where you can call Elliot.
But only in the one zone.
But only in the one zone.
You can only eat candy in the one zone.
You can only eat candy in the one zone.
Why?
You can only, there's a question mark thing, and if you hit the question mark, part of the phone will light up and you'll know which hole to go into, okay? Right. And while you're trying to do
isolate that jump.
While you're trying to do all this, there's fucking scientists and FBI agents chasing you.
Well, how do you know all this? Not how do you know this, but how do you know if you were playing the game for the first time? How would you know what the hell room you can eat candy in?
Oh, you wouldn't. You'd have to read the instructions.
You have to read the manual.
Oh,
it's like it's just way too advanced. Like,
but see, that's
need this
and that's
shit.
The thing for what was going on back in the day.
Yeah,
that's a lot. To fucking remember.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's a lot for a 3-year-old.
It really is. It really is, man. It's a lot now.
Yeah.
Because when you start playing a game, you're just walking around. I had no fucking. But here's what I think the biggest problem of the game is. You have to, like I said, you have to get pieces of your phone in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you go in the hole, you lose energy, and then you lose energy when you get out of the hole.
It's like a typical Saturday night.
It's like John Madden.
Why am I getting penalized for doing what I'm supposed to do? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the main problem I have with the game. That's why I don't think the game is very good.
Okay.
So anyway, I did all that, read the manual, played the game, beat the game. I'll call it beating the game. I phoned home.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, beat the game. Mm. So then a lot of times when I play games, I like to go online and either watch videos
and
see what people are talking about and stuff.
Starts his own forum.
Mike's on 4chan.
Troll.
So anyway, so I go online and I see all this shit about how it's like the worst video game ever made.
Yeah.
And now I've... really?
It's the poster boy for the worst video game.
And that's the thing. It's not even the worst game, in my opinion.
No.
It's not even the worst game on the fucking system.
It's cliche.
It's like an okay game. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, there's some problems with it. You know? I said, it doesn't look good. It's lame that they penalize. But what the... I guess it just annoys me that people who never played the game before are just like... Yeah. They're just... So many people hate...
Oh yeah,
like with on like certain video games without
like
even
anonymous.
Playing it. Like
yeah.
Like right now, it's like in vogue to like hate on like No Man's Sky, and no one's ever played it. It's probably a shitty game. I don't know, but
But that's another one of those over promise deliver almost nothing kind of a thing.
Right.
Okay. That kind of deserved it, No Man's Sky. But people, another thing about this game is people say that it was the mark of death for Atari. Which is silly because they made a lot of mistakes to get buried. I mean, this was one small mistake.
And can I just say something too? They also say that this game caused the crash of 83.
Ridiculous.
What caused the crash of 83 was that there were like six different fucking video game consoles.
Mm-hmm.
You had the 2600, you had the 5200, you had the Vectrex, you had the ColecoVision, you had the Intellivision, you had the fucking Bally Astrocade.
Intellivision support.
You had like the Emerson fucking thing, whatever that was called, the Fairchild Channel F. I just counted eight fucking systems.
Mm. Yeah,
then you had the 7800. You know what I mean? That's what caused the crash. And you know, the other thing is all those systems were all arcade-based, like shitty arcade-based.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. NES comes around, and now you have different games. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Was E.T. in the arcade?
No.
They actually got the licensing to do it, but the console, the Atari version, failed. So they paid $25 million for the licensing.
Jeez.
For E.T., and that would... I mean, it was a mistake, obviously.
$25 million in 80s money.
Yeah, yeah. It cost them, you know, Spielberg's, you know.
But he's like, the other thing, too, this basically ruined the guy who designed this game in 5 weeks, by the way, mm-hmm. which is actually... pretty amazing.
It's impressive. They would need to push it out before Christmas.
Yeah. It ruined his career.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they skipped audience testing. Nobody even...
Oh, because somebody didn't want to read the manual. And those games... Like, nowadays, you don't have to read the manual. In those days, a lot of those games, some of them you had to... you had to read the manual.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But they're a lot more obtuse. Like, E.T. is very obtuse. Like, you're like, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I remember as a kid...
Well, the only thing we could
falling
do
was in a hole,
stick the neck up.
I could not. I couldn't get out of the hole. If you managed to get out, you fell right back in because you didn't do that twitch movement.
The problem was, if even one little pixel of ET touches that hole, he falls in. You would think, you don't even know it's a hole. It's like, what did I even walk into? The whole body would have to go over the hole, but no.
I had no idea how to play the game. I have seen other people like narrate a playthrough. Mm-hmm. Or a let's play of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still not appealing. But Mike's right. It wasn't the cause of
American.
It's an American phenomenon. In Europe, they didn't have a crash of video games. Japan.
Have you ever played like Firefly on the Atari 2600? Or, I mean, we just talked about Pac-Man. Way worse. Like, almost unplayable. Yeah. You can play E.T., it's not a broken game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
By the way, I just wanted to say, before we're done this, I wanted to say the worst game that I ever played.
Please.
Okay, it's Superman 64. And here's why I think it's the worst game I ever played.
It's just Ring Fly. It's terrible.
It's not that, dude. It turned me off. My friend Jordan had a Super Nintendo, and I would go over to his place and play games. Okay? So I was kind of like falling out of playing video games. By the time the N64 came around, I forget who it was. Somebody had Superman 64. It was the first game I played on that system.
It's notorious.
Terrible. I thought that I was so far gone, and I sucked at games, and this is what gaming was, that I was like, oh, forget it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so out of it. And I had no idea what gaming actually was, you know, and then like a couple years later, I'm playing GoldenEye, but at that point, I was so far gone. I was out of it. A single video game, Superman 64, fucked up gaming for me for however long. That game is horrible.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you see for the first time, man, that's going to hurt you.
Superman 64. It's traumatizing. If that was is that like the first game you saw for 64?
It was the first game I played on the N64.
Dramatic. Yeah, that would screw you up.
Dramatic.
I can understand.
I couldn't fly through the rings. The control was awkward.
Because it's like that's literally a broken unbeatable. Game. Like, you just can't get through it. Yeah.
It's a boring game. It's broken. That'd be like if the first porn you watched was like three dudes and a guy. Three girls.
Two girls, one cop.
I fucked the joke up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What's our intern's name? Jack?
Jack.
Get in here.
Fucker.
Yeah.
Idiot.
So. Anyway, so that's just me wanting to vent a little bit on people just hating on shit that...
Well, it's kind of like a meme. You know? It's like a popular thought, you know, people just spew out shit that they heard without even experiencing things for themselves.
Sure.
You know, so... But everybody does that. It's kind of
I hate E.T. the movie. Do you like the movie?
Yes, I love the movie.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I don't mind the movie.
I like the movie. Yeah, I love the movie.
Hold on.
Creepy.
You didn't cry when E.T. was dying? You lie.
I wish the FBI busted his ass.
Fucking lie.
No, he's creepy.
Get out of it. You don't have a soul. You know that?
I saved all those little girls in Rapture. All right, take it back. Take it back.
I take it back. Mike's really
I would have saved Drew Barrymore, too.
I'm the asshole.
I had nightmares about E.T. from that movie for years.
He's creepy.
He's like a little nightmares. Creepy, but, he was a friendly alien.
But the movie in a whole was good. Good message.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
They take it back
music was really good.
Yeah, they take it back to his planet and they gang rape you. I'm telling you right
now. Jesus Christ.
Right to the edge.
Yeah, why was E.T. even here?
His spaceship crashed.
Yeah, I know, but what was he
doing?
Near our planet?
Invasion, hello. Reconnaissance.
Nobody ever asked that question.
On a recon mission.
The hell was he doing?
To anally probe every human being on the planet.
The hell?
Exactly.
With that light-up finger of
his. Long neck,
What do you think that light-up finger was for? Ass-banging, baby.
Gross. Gross. All right, well, Mike, thanks for that. And so E.T.'s not that bad.
You're welcome, Ryan.
E.T.'s not that bad.
Terrible.
Rory, you want to tell us about NES emulation?
So, yeah, as we said earlier, we want to start a new segment where we actually talk about emulation. This is going to be... Well, you're going to be part of the discussion as well.
You
should be surprised how much you do know.
Okay.
You don't realize you know.
Okay.
So, again, if you're a real hardcore emulation enthusiast, you're going to know a lot of this stuff already. You might even disagree with some of my points. Or
okay.
I might change your opinion on some of them.
No chance.
Or... You're new. I mean, you could be listening to this a year in the future and you don't know anything about it. So,
okay.
You know, we assume that everybody's our age.
I'm here to learn.
Okay. We picked NES, obviously, because as Americans, it's very universal.
Mm.
Okay. Although it's my understanding outside of America, the NES really was not that popular. When it comes to...
Wait. I'm sorry. Really? The NES wasn't popular in Japan?
If you were,
Well, there it's the family computer, the Famicom.
Okay, but it's the same game.
It's the same hardware. There's little differences. I don't believe so. I believe the disc add-on that we didn't get here, the disc drive, was very popular over there because the games were much cheaper to make and they were writable. Huh. But the actual cartridges, what we think of the Nintendo Entertainment System,
right,
is not really what they experienced over there in Japan. Because at the time, those floppy disks, the Famicom disks, the games that we know as cartridges, as cartridges as American, actually were originally Famicom disk games.
Yeah.
Like Simon's Quest was a disk game. Metroid was a disk game.
Okay.
Doki Doki Panic, which is Mario 2 USA in Japan. Mario 2.
A lot of them with save features, too.
Had save features. Yeah. So these were
Simon's
all.
Simon's Quest had a save feature.
These were all disk games.
As it should.
It also had a map. So and, think about that.
You know what?
For a
I think maybe that. I don't know if it did have a save feature, but it had the
map. It had a save feature.
It did. Oh, okay.
What about Europe? Same thing?
In Europe, it was much more popular to have a Master System. Or there's like a huge glut of old computers, like the Commodore 64, the Acorn, the BBC Micro. I mean, I'm not a European, so I might have screwed some of those names up. But they were much more popular than what we had here.
Okay.
I mean, you've never even seen those computers because I don't believe they ever were here. MSX, I believe, was another Japanese computer that we never got. The original Metal Gears were on the MSX, or MSX2, I believe.
Okay.
So,
anyway, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, they were MSX games.
Ryan just woke up. What?
Yeah. It was a weird, huh?
What? is my ride here? I'm going to get some pants on.
Get in here, Jack. All right, so. First of all, I want to talk about some of the main emulators for NES emulation. So let's talk about probably the most popular one, or one of the most popular one is FCEUX. Okay, and the version I'm talking about, the most current one, is version 2.2.2. Just rolls off the tongue. Why is FCEUX one of the most popular? Well, it has great compatibility. Okay, in fact, it's on par with Nestopia, which we're going to talk about. Okay. Why would you use FCEUX? Well, FCEUX is probably like the benchmark of...
I'm sorry, say that slower.
FCEUX. Okay. It's actually an amalgamation of multiple emulators that all like join their forces like Voltron. Okay. Mm. It's kind of tough to explain.
Like Captain Planet.
Much like Captain Planet, except they're all heart.
Oh, okay. All heart. No, Earth or Wind and Fire?
No, they don't need that. Okay. They don't need that. Although I kind of was digging the Russian one. What was she? Wind?
I think so. I can't recall.
I don't
so
remember.
Long ago.
She was the only. She was the blonde one. It doesn't matter. So, it has great compatibility. Okay, obviously it plays. I'm not aware of any game that it doesn't play. I should say that. Mm-hmm. So it plays American games. It plays PAL games from Europe. It plays Japan games. Mm-hmm. It plays hacks, which is very important because you know if you get a game that changes something or it adds new sprites or something like that, not all emulators are going to play hacks. Also, and you could even classify it translation.
Right, okay?
I mean, think about all the games that we have here in America. I think the NES had like 800 American games. Let's just pretend that's the number. Japan might have had 1,200.
Well.
So there are, and they're not all that 1,200 are the 800 that also came out here just in Japanese. There's going to be ones that weren't translated at all because they were too text heavy, like an RPG. So there's plenty of fan translations that make those games playable as non-Japanese speaking people. And if you can't play a patched or a translated game, you ain't going to play it. You're not going to fumble your way through a game like that.
Because, I'll see something on the Pi that sounds cool, and then I'll try it, and all the characters are in Japanese.
Right.
I can't even get to the start screen. I don't even know what's going on.
You're not going to be able to enter your name. So why would you use FCEUX? Well, the biggest thing or the biggest feature of it is that if you're a hacker or you're into modding or tool-assisted speedruns, this is the choice emulator to use because it is a built-in movie player and editor. So what the hell is a tool-assisted speedrun? We talked about this briefly. Have you ever gone on YouTube and you watched a video of a guy like do amazing shit in like Mario or any game? Okay.
Sure.
So like they're doing these crazy jumps on a speed run. Mm-hmm. But a tool assisted speed run is like they literally they'll play the game.
It's bullshit.
And then they'll record it. Well, we could talk about that could be another episode. Like our tool assisted speed
runs. That's like using performance enhancing drugs.
I feel like if you say outright that it's not you, it's the computer.
Okay. you're not lying to yourself.
If you're not lying to people, if you're not saying,
I agree. Yeah, that's
it's
fine.
Like art. These people are fucking amazing.
I'm a little in the dark on this. What it makes you? It makes it you capable of doing a speed run even if you blow at the game.
What it does is Nestopia is like a great. I mean, this is not the only system that does this. I believe SNES 9X can do this as well. There's a couple more. I don't know off the top of my head. But, like, the point is you can play a game and record the video while you're playing it in FCEUX. I think Nystopia does it as well.
Oh, I see.
And then you can play that movie again. And through the editor of the system, which is built into the emulator, again, you can go as little as one frame advance for a click. And, like, you can actually say, on this frame, jump. On this frame, it's tough to explain without like a visual aid. You can watch videos on how to do tool-assisted speedruns.
I think I get it, yeah.
And like they'll have the keys mapped out. So you are telling the computer through a UI, through an interface, jump now, jump here, go left, go right. So you
is
have
that
pixel.
Fun?
That sounds like dog shit. Yeah. Mike's right. That's
really,
cheating or something.
If you're not
even playing the game, really. It's playing the game in a whole different way.
You're definitely playing in a different way, but you're still playing the game. It's just you're not relying on human reflexes
and timing.
I'm just wondering,
is it fun to do that?
Mm.
No, it's probably tedious data entry work.
Yeah. How long does that take?
I bet you
boring
it takes
as shit.
Days to weeks.
Really?
Okay.
So these people I see never getting hit in Mega Man 1 by anything. They're all cheating.
It's robots.
On a speed run.
It's basically robots. Yes.
I've been had because I say to myself, how in the fuck can you get through
they
that?
They never say
thing?
That, too. They never
oh,
say
no,
that.
Oh, they'll never tell
thing.
You that. No, it's no. called speed run.
Like one guy probably like, says it.
They'll be marked as TASS, tool assisted speed runs.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, there's a YouTube channel called World of Speedruns or Tool Assisted Speedruns.
Yeah.
Okay. There's amazing shit in there. It's funny. Like, they do crazy stuff because, like, they'll figure out the exact pixel to jump, and you'll see guys, like, jump backwards through like a whole level in Mario 1 because they have the have it down to the exact frame where you can jump and then move with momentum. So it's beautiful. So if that's your scene, this is the emulator, hands down. This is what you're going to use. So it's got great compatibility. It has all these nice extra features in the background. I'll never use it, but it's nice to know that it's there and other people can do it and I can watch the end product. There are some great speedruns. Okay. And again, I don't think there's anything wrong with it if you advertise it as a speedrun.
Real quick, I would say I think there's a guy on YouTube. I think it's Fun Doc, something like that, or Funk Doc.
Yeah.
He does Castlevania speedruns. Not tool assisted.
Oh, okay.
Check them out. He does the first Castlevania, I think, in about 7 minutes.
Really? Wow.
And he uses damage he gets hit to get above, like, instead of going through the whole level, if there's another platform up there,
like,
he'll hit one of the Medusa heads, and then the Medusa head, because you know how you jump back?
Yeah.
So the Medusa head will jump him back up to the next level, and he'll just go through the door. Mm. It's pretty amazing what he does.
Hmm. But there's no way to know whether or not they're...
Well, he's doing it live in front of people on an NES.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. It was for a charity.
Because you could put a speedrun on there and say that you didn't use the tool assist, but you could
probably be had. Like, you're doing some amazing shit. It's beyond human reflex.
Wait, so really, these speedruns, they're not really made to look like they're going through the game fast. It's more of an art just to make that.
It's an art to show you how freaking awesome they can get this to do.
Right.
Like, you can do amazing stuff if you go but one frame at a time. But
that's,
I mean, there's hex editing. If you're into ROM hacking, you need hex editing, which is in FCEUX, because you can find and isolate what piece of code makes a color or a sprite.
Yeah.
You can take it and insert into other things. So there's a
limitless. Dude, I've seen that. I watch
it's
videos on that.
Stuff you can do.
It's ridiculous. Like, I'm like, you know, 1/100th as smart as you need to be to do that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
You don't say.
How to map all these colors.
It's
fucking unreal. But I can say it. I'm dumb as shit. All right.
That's
to do that, impossible, dude.
That's
impossible.
FCEUX. And what's the other one?
Well, we haven't gotten to them yet.
Oh, okay.
We're still on FCEUX.
Okay.
To the best of my knowledge, FCEUX doesn't have... requirement for DirectX, which is nice because if you ever get like weird DLL errors, it's because you don't have it probably requires DirectX and you don't have it installed.
And
with Windows 10, it's kind of like a bitch to get DirectX. Like, they kind of hide it from you because they don't want you to use like Direct.
They have DirectX 12 now or something.
There's ways to get, you can like download an earlier version and then export all of it to like a folder. And then, like, find the one file you need and then install it. I had to do it for our friends. But it's a pain in the ass. Mm. It does not support NetPlay.
So FCEUX requires its own netplay, which is it even says it sucks. Like their own text says this really doesn't work. You have to have something called FCEU server. I didn't use it. There's no reason to try. I mean, they told you basically in the readme.
Don't bother.
Do not bother.
Yeah.
So again, it has pretty good and it has excellent compatibility. To the best of my knowledge, every game I fired at it played fine or good enough. It has slightly higher system requirements than the other ones that we're going to talk about. But again, it has a lot more computing. It's got a lot of extra bells and whistles. Do I recommend this one? You could go a lot worse.
Okay.
But the extra bells and whistles that make this the emulator du jour for hacking and tool-assisted speedruns, they don't appeal to me, so I don't need it.
Right. They're not for the everyday guy who's emulating. Just wants to play for a couple hours, even if that.
Watch a video for 5 minutes on how to make a tool-assisted speedrun, and either that excites you and you'll start, or you'll go, I'll watch somebody else.
Yeah, okay. I'd rather gargle broken glass. Yeah.
So on the other side, the second one that's just as popular, I argue maybe more popular, is Nystopia, which is what anyone at this table has.
Yeah, that's the one I'm familiar
Nystopia
with.
Nystopia is my preferred one, okay? Nystopia does require DirectX, as I know for a fact. So if you don't have DirectX, you're going to get a DLL error when you play it on your PC. It has a much more forward straight UI than FCEUX.
I like that. I don't feel like typing in commands and shit. I just want to click on the game and have it
work. Has great toolbars, and there's a lot more options in it, okay? It has also excellent compatibility. I'm not aware of anything for Nystopia that doesn't play. Okay. Now, it might not be 100% accurate to like real hardware, but I'm not sure any of them are, tell you the truth. And, you know, I've never played most of the games anyway, so I wouldn't know the difference. It doesn't matter to me. They have great speed and performance. Nystopia supports net play through Kalera. So you can play peer to peer or you can play through servers. Peer to peer is the way you're going to play because most NES games are two players anyway. So, it's still in active development. The actual version of Nystopia we're using is the Undead Revival. It's called Nystopia Undead version 147. So Nystopia is still being worked on, which is awesome. So they're always fixing bugs. They're always like changing stuff. Having DirectX isn't a problem because Super Nintendo, which we haven't covered, SNES 9X also requires DirectX. So you probably have it anyway. I don't know why you would be an emulator enthusiast for NES, but not Super Nintendo. I mean, it's not like it costs you anything.
Right.
I might be a little off here, but you were talking about like filters before, because when it's hard on an HDTV. If you plug in your NES to an HDTV, it looks shitty as shit.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah.
So the filters. Now, do both of them have that? All of them are going to have filters.
Nystopia will have more filtering options than the other ones that we'll talk about.
Okay.
But, again, Nystopia is my clear favorite. Again, it has an easier UI than FCUX. It has a lot more built-in features for the everyday user.
Right.
But not to the point that you have to be like a hacker, a hex editor, and all that other stuff. It has probably the lowest system requirements of any NES emulator. So again, you can play everything and you can have a dog shit rig. I mean, we laugh, but like, there are lots of laptops out in the wild that only have like 2 gig of RAM. I mean, you can play all of Nystopia easily. The Pi only has 1 gig RAM. So again, Nystopia is my preferred choice. And our third one we're going to talk about is JNES, which is probably right now the most popular one, like with like casual users.
Yeah.
JNES.
I like using JNES. I use that.
I have nothing against JNES, but it's a distant third in my opinion.
Really?
Oh, really?
And the reason, my biggest thing with an emulator is that it has to have great compatibility. Okay. It's got to play everything I throw at it. Okay. And if it can't, then you're no good to me.
I'm right, sure. Yeah.
Okay. JNES really does not like to play. We think of them as regions, but they're really mappers. That's what the actual NES language is. You load them up, and in JNES, again, the last version that I've seen is 1.1, and they just crash. Like it'll say it does not support mapper. So you're already throwing out a huge percentage of the library, the entire console's or that system's library. So that's garbage.
All right, now
including some PAL games.
Take like a real popular game like Excitebike. Okay.
Well, that will definitely play. See,
it would play on all three equally as well as the others.
Would
there be a reason to pick one over the other for like a popular game like Excitebike? Is there any difference?
Like for gameplay, you're talking about,
right? Or even the way it looks, or the speed of it? Is it authentic? Is it authentic? Right.
I think they're probably within human perception. They're probably all very similar.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, why would you use JNS versus the other ones? Well, JNS has a very simple UI. Like, if you don't know shit about emulators or you right. don't give a shit about emulators,
okay.
JNS is probably where you want to go, especially if you don't care about outside of American ROMs, therefore the mappers, okay? Because mm-hmm. it usually supports – I've never thrown a US ROM at it that it couldn't play. But it won't support hacks or, like, fan translations or stuff like that. It'll tell you it doesn't support mapper. JNS also has a built-in cheat archive, although it's not as good as you want. There's still plenty of stuff. So if you want to fire up Super C and you want infinite lives and, you know, start with any gun in the game, all those codes are in there. You literally just do file cheats, chop, turn it on. And they can even load with the cheats on all the time. So it's very convenient. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're not really wanting to learn how to do emulation or get into it, it's a good, like, step in. But it, okay. I wouldn't say, like, it's really required. So it also supports Game Genie and Pro Action Replay codes. Mm. So it's Nestopia.
Right.
I didn't mention this, but the FCEUX does not. It only supports Game Genie codes. Nestopia also supports RAW files, which means you can actually hack your own codes.
Okay.
So you wouldn't do this. Nestopia uses its own cheat format. It's XML, which is really nice because you can
Wait, Nestopia?
Nestopia uses XML format cheats. Which there's a really great archive from a guy named Mighty Mo. It's a funny name. You can go to mightymo.net and download his entire Nestopia archive. That's what I did. And there are damn near 1,000 games that he has with cheats.
And you just plug them right
in. And they're extensive. Like, games, you rarely have to go. And again, he'll have RAW files. Right. He'll have Game Genie. He'll have Pro Action Replay.
Right.
But FCEUX only supports Game Genie.
Oh, so they don't support all...
No, it does not. To the best of my knowledge, the only option I've ever seen is Game Genie codes. JNS supports both, so it's fine.
Okay.
But again, JNS comes stock with a lot of stuff, so you wouldn't really have to go to the bench or to the well to find more. It does support NetPlay, so you can play through Kalera, just like Nestopia.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, my biggest issue with JNS is that it doesn't have enough compatibility with more obscure... Like, you can't live on JNS alone. I couldn't, because I want to play fans translated Japanese.
Like, you mean all the
stuff.
Mario Kart hacks?
Well, that's Super Nintendo.
Well, Super Nintendo, but the same thing.
The same idea.
It wouldn't play.
It wouldn't play. Yeah. Like, if you wanted to play a Punch-Out hack, it'll tell you it does not support.
Mm-hmm.
Not supported mapper. So that's not acceptable to me. And it has a higher system requirements.
Right.
I take emulation somewhat seriously.
No, clearly.
No shit, right?
Holy shit.
So, an honorable mention is something called Beast Nest. Now it's called Hygen. I don't know if I said that right. Hygen. And it's like Super Nintendo and Nintendo. I think it's Master System. It might be Genesis 2 now. That thing is... The Hygen system is all about... How do I say this? It's all about accuracy. Which is something that to me is nice to have, but it isn't as important as performance and compatibility. It has very high system requirements. Like, you need you need a pretty powerful computer to play Hygen. It used to be called Beast Nest.
Okay.
You need a very powerful one, or it's gonna be like at half speed and it won't be playable.
Mm.
And they don't support zip files. You have to have like unpacked, .snes files or something like that.
So not that many people use it.
There's a loyal community for it, but I'm not one of them. I don't believe in that philosophy. I don't give a shit about not using 100% accurate. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
That's not
my thing.
Would you keep certain emulators for certain games? Like,
I would prefer never to do that. If you went onto my computer right now, what one do I have?
Yeah.
Nestopia.
Okay.
That's it.
And you see no reason to own the others, mainly because you're not into the speedrun crap.
I'm not into the speedrun world.
Okay.
And JNS is, to me, it's lacking.
Okay.
There's no everything that JNS has that's nice, I feel Nestopia pretty much does better.
Okay.
Or with a couple extra steps, you can just get even better. So, and if we're talking about the Pi, quickly to cap it off, if you're talking about the Pi, I mean, you can't go wrong with Nestopia. Yeah. The default actually is FCEUX, but you won't be doing that tool-assisted speedrun crap.
No.
Again, they both have great compatibility
and
performance, so it's really up to you. I use Nestopia.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Awesome.
Good info.
Well, thanks, Roy.
We'll get into that again sometime for sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Badass.
Hope you like it.
A lot to talk about.
If you think this is boring or... you disagree with everything I've said, hey, let us know.
Let us know. Tell us why Rory's wrong. We love when Rory's wrong. We get to break his balls.
All right, cool. Well, let's get into the game review.
Slug. SNK's Metal Slug. It's a run-and-gun shooter. It originally came out in 1996 for the arcade, and then it went to the home console, and then since then it's been, you know, ported to pretty much everything under the sun. Yeah, every newer system, you know, everything. It's an awesome game. It was actually put out by, what was the actual developer was Nazca. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Nazca, which is also the people that did
NASCAR.
Neo Turf Masters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another which
great,
is fun.
Great golf game.
It is.
On the green! I love it.
This is a game I actually never seen an arcade version of Metal Slug.
Oh, no?
I don't remember ever seeing one. Even
I've seen Metal Slug 2.
Yeah.
You have? Back in the day? Or
yeah, but remember that the Neo Geo is like, it was like a multi four or six games on one arcade.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
like the neat feature about it because you own an arcade, they could be like, hey, you don't have to buy one system that plays one right. game. You can buy our multi-unit system that can play four or six games.
Yeah.
So you could switch between
yeah.
them.
Yeah, save them money.
So I've never
saving
seen
money
one.
And space.
I've seen two, though.
Yeah. For Noah's Arcade. Wayne's World.
Noah's Arcade.
But it's an awesome game. There is a plot to the game. The plot is pretty convoluted for a game that's really simple. Mm-hmm. Pretty much there's a guy. They're trying to take over the world. They're almost like the Nazis. I think it's a take on the Nazis.
It is.
The logos like in the game are pretty close.
Yeah.
Those are
it's like an X. It's a big X instead
yeah,
of like a swastika.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not really... I mean, there is a plot. Like, I've read the books in, like, the collection
it's a little over
anthology.
The top.
It's retarded. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's,
it doesn't matter.
You're the army. They're the bad army. Take out the other army.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
This game is all about gameplay. It is, like, the side-scrolling shooter arcade
It's the
game,
rich man's Contra.
Yeah, it's a Contra on steroids.
And it's beautiful. Like, that's SNK to a T. It's beautiful.
Right.
It's very
detailed. It is hand-drawn sprites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an
beautiful.
Awesome looking
the
game.
The background.
It held up in, I mean, it was beautiful in 1996, mm-hmm. and it's still aged.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Great. It looks like it could be an indie title nowadays on
no,
the PS4.
Does, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Or the Xbox One.
And the music's great in the game, too.
You can't go wrong with that.
It's so addicting. The weapons are awesome.
The weapons are great. I love when you get too many power-ups.
Uh-huh.
You get fat, and your guns
too
get
much.
Like, they turn into cannonballs that just roll on the ground. And,
well, you know, it's funny. Yeah. They didn't really change too much about the formula from the original one up mm-hmm. until, I mean, there's more than, in the actual Metal Slug franchise, there's six of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Metal Slug 1 through, well, really there's seven because there's X.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And there's, yeah.
And then there's like handheld ones and like, you know, like Metal Slug Double X or Second Mission.
Really, X was 2, was just,
was
they, it, it helped with
two.
The slowdown.
Yeah,
because
X
the slowdown
was
so
yeah,
crazy in 2 that they released X, which is actually 2.
And they really changed very, I mean, that's how well they got it right the first time.
Yeah, the formula
there's
was
so much that has like, not changed. From the last one, Double X, mm-hmm. to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, I thought very few, like, I thought 5 sucked a little. 5 was, it just seemed like slow. The, you know, as a whole, the games are great pace and all. And like the second one, they had the zombies and the, or was that the mummies? They had the mummies and
the
zombies
mummies
in 2 and
one.
3. And like then, that slowed the game down a little. It was nice to see something a little different, but I thought
it's
that
quirky
slowed
to have
it down a little.
Cause you know, it's funny. Usually when you get hit, you die.
Yeah.
But in those ones, I mean, you're at a handicap, a severe handicap if you're the mummy, like you're stiff as shit.
Yeah.
And you
shoot
only,
one little,
you only
little
do
bullet.
One little thing.
Right.
But like, you still have it. Like, you're still using that quarter, trying to fight. Again, you got to assume that we're all like using virtual quarters, so it doesn't matter that you die on a Pi.
There's no punishment.
Or on your PC. But like, in the arcade, that 50 cents freaking matters.
Yeah.
You're like, God damn, I'm still playing and I'm a zombie.
Dude, I can't say, I wonder how much money you would spend on that. If you actually played that in the arcade.
Well, it's funny.
I wouldn't, because it would cost you so much money.
I added up. That's how I play those games. Since there's like no punishment for dying and like you can finish the game in like 45 minutes.
Easily.
I play them. I probably play them all back to back, like once every couple months. Mm-hmm. I'll play 1, 2, 3, you know, and 4 usually back to back.
I'll probably play one every other week or every week. Yeah. I love Metal Slug.
Yeah. How Absolutely. I judge my success in it is how much money did that cost me when it's over?
Yeah,
like how much money?
Good.
It's like that's $9 in quarters you just lost, buddy. You know what I mean? It's so I try to beat my however many I scored the last
because
time.
Just playing it on the.
The
on either the console or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
infinite credits.
There's no difficulty at
all. No,
you
know?
No. Well, the default. Well, the difficulty only changes how many shots the enemies take. So, like a boss on, if you play on level 1, okay, and I mean difficulty level 1, you could kill a boss within like let's say like 3 minutes. But if you play on level 9, the highest difficulty, you'll be shooting his ass for like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. But what I mean is it doesn't matter how many times you die. You can just start
right back up. It's all virtual.
Yeah. And you're not going to like write right down there. Your score so you remember it for next time. Right. I always remember how many quarters that cost.
But that game wouldn't work if you had to repeat everything. Like we're not talking about that game.
No,
we're not talking about another game, but like Magician Lord is like that, where you die, you have to like go back to a checkpoint and do everything over again when you die.
Yeah,
that's
no
unacceptable.
No
like,
way.
You need to come back right where you die. Like Metal Slug got so much,
especially
right.
in a game like that. I mean, because I mean, it's at some points it's ridiculous the amount of shit that's going on on the screen.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, your eyes are just going all over the place, and you're not even paying attention to your fucking guy, and boom, you're dead.
Yeah.
I love the sound effects in that game, like. Like the announcer, like shotgun,
rocket launcher,
heavy
machine gun,
heavy machine gun.
Yeah, the sound effects are great.
Grenades.
Yeah, there is a lot of stuff going on. The graphics are amazing in that game. Mm-hmm. You get kind of lost just looking at.
Do you know,
sometimes it actually hurts my eyes. There's so much shit going on at once. I'm just like, I have to look away from
the
shit.
Though. There were times where I was laughing. Yeah. I was laughing out loud because there was so many explosions going on and just people dying all over.
And you can walk right into the explosion as long as you caused it.
Yeah, you're just walking around flipping grenades in the air. You're like,
there's like shrapnel falling all over the place. Like, it's cool.
Intense,
but it's a two-player co-op game too.
Yeah, and you really get slowed down with the two players.
You definitely do, and it wouldn't matter that if you were playing one.
Well, they fix that in what?
Well, it's you know, it's still X. Even
with two
even
players,
even
X.
X on. So X 3, 4, five, and even six. Mm-hmm. There's still some slowdown with two people
because
there's double bullets.
Really?
Double. Well, having turbo on doesn't freaking help.
Oh, yeah,
like when you have a constant stream of bullets that have to get like created. It has to be accounted
for.
Yeah,
if you're running around shooting like heavy machine guns, the two of you.
Oh,
Little fun fact.
Heavy machine gun.
Little fun fact on the Pi.
That's how he says it,
Obviously, you're going to be playing this in probably Final Burn Alpha on the Pi.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Little fun fact.
Oh, no,
if you set the Pi.
I'm playing it on. Well, yeah, I didn't even know it was in Final Burn Alpha.
It's still, well, Neo
That's
Geo.
What? Neo Burner? Neo Geo?
On the Pi.
It sounds like it's a Neo Boner.
I'm playing on Neo Boner. On the Pi, the Neo Geo folder is actually just Neo Geo itself, but it's still using the Final Burn Alpha emulator.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you don't know what, like, on the inside of the guts of the Pi are.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It doesn't matter. It's still using Final Burn Alpha. If you set the BIOS to UniBIOS per Universe BIOS, and you hold ABC, okay, so shot, jump, and grenade at once and hit start or tap start real quick.
Right.
You can bring up cheats, including auto fire on the pot. Thank you, world.
Wow.
You're all welcome.
Damn, you're like.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
You're like Angelina Jolie in that Hackers movie.
How many levels are in the first one?
Six.
Is there six in everyone? All of them? Are they all pretty consistent with levels? Or?
I think there's between six and five.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they don't get carried away
in
any
great.
Of the games.
No, they're
and
all,
make it,
yeah,
just, they're
great.
All pretty similar.
Sit down
well, it's made
and
for about
game.
A half-hour arcade. Remember, these are all arcade games.
Right. And about $200.
Designed to steal your quarters.
It's, it's like such a cathartic game.
It is.
You know what I mean? You're just like, I need to fucking blow shit up.
Uh-huh.
I love
when you save the POWs and it's like, thank you.
Yeah.
Just cut them loose.
I go.
I never have them at the end of the round. I always get murdered
Wait,
by
when
the
you
end
die,
boss.
You lose all of them.
You lose them all. It's almost pointless. It's like, why do we even have these fuckers?
You know what's funny with them? Like, I didn't really get that they were POWs. Like, I always thought they were just bums.
Bums.
They look like it.
They look like bums. But,
they haven't shaved in a while.
Loincloth.
Yeah, but they're POWs.
They're smiling. Why would you be smiley like that if you were a POW? You know what I mean? It's like to do that little strut.
They give you the salute when you see
it,
and they just walk away.
You know, this is great. I mean, it didn't happen until the second one on. The aliens, the Mars people.
Yeah.
The Mars people are fucking awesome.
I like that part.
I love how they always like work with like the fake Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And like they always get screwed over by the Mars people.
Yeah. And what's with that guy with the huge like LMG? He's like, come here, boy.
Oh, that guy's not.
He's in every game.
He's in every game.
He's an asshole.
I don't know his name.
I hate him. He kills me a lot.
He's
got like that huge heavy.
He's the shirt
gun.
Huge gun.
And he's got the shirt off.
Like the helicopter. Oh,
come here, boy.
Come here, boy.
Come here, boy.
It's like, oh, I don't. He's gonna touch me.
That's your dad.
That's what it sounds like.
Come here, boy. See you in hell.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, why is he a recurring character? Who is he?
He's just a
He's just someone that's sticking in the game.
He works for the main bad guy.
Yeah. In In X and 3, you can actually get a monkey named Utan.
Oh, yeah?
He is like, he's in a diaper and he has a Uzi machine gun. He'll follow you around.
That's fucking awesome. Nice. That's awesome, yeah.
I think actually in 3, you can actually get shot. No, it's X. You can get shot in the neck by a scientist and turns you into a
Turns you into a gibbon, yeah, a gibbon, whatever the fuck you say. Yeah, gibbon.
Or orangutan or something.
Yeah.
It's freaking funny as shit.
It's fun. And then you ride the camel. I think it's the second one with shooting blue lasers out of its ass.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
just fucking
funny. The game's just cool.
Yeah, they have some neat stuff. That's they have the tanks, and they have some, I think some are planes, right? Don't they have planes?
They have planes and helicopters. Yeah, yeah. But that's what Metal Slugs are. Like, they're the actual vehicles.
Yeah, like, the game is called Metal Slug Super Vehicle 1.
Right.
And
is that a real vehicle?
It's the SV-1. It's like the little tank that you're in. Which is funny because you're not in it a whole lot. I mean, the game's called Super Vehicle 1. You figure you'd be
in it more. You're actually at a disadvantage when you're in the tank because you're a lot less mobile.
Yeah, and your rockets aren't accurate.
Yeah, but don't you get either bonus something bonus when you finish with the tank.
But that's rare.
Oh, yeah.
Or the helicopters and planes.
The camel, yeah. I love the camel.
But like, you're really at a disadvantage when you have them because you're a lot less mobile. Mm-hmm. And they actually, this shows you how they want your money. They wired if you hit jump and shoot at the same time, which is very common in a jump and shoot game.
Yes.
It automatically ejects you and uses a tank as a projectile.
Propels it, yeah.
And it gives you a good damage on them. Yeah, right? You're like, fuck, I need that thing.
I want that,
I wanted that thing.
There's too many planes.
I was going to say shooting down was a little tricky.
Because
you have to jump and shoot down. That was kind of annoying.
Shoot everywhere
in the fucking game, but you can't shoot.
Yeah,
I wasn't real crazy about the mechanics when you're in a vehicle. I don't know.
No, because
I would jump out accidentally, and then you're just like, fuck.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I mean?
Well, the super vehicle I didn't like, which is funny.
The submarine, too, and later ones.
Yeah. The plane ones were good. I liked the flying ones.
Yeah.
They had, seeking missiles.
Yeah, they were fun.
Yeah, and the camel, obviously. I keep talking about the camel. I love the camel.
Yeah.
Did you guys, have any kind of strategy for this, or did you just
blow everything
up? No. Okay.
My strategy is to let Ryan die, and then I'll clean up. That's my strategy.
Dude, I just run around holding the guns.
Yeah, you just going,
heavy machine gun.
Rory and I were playing on NetPlay the other day.
Okay.
And we're playing, and our NetPlays kept getting out of sync, so all of a sudden I'm playing, and Rory just went to the other side of the screen. He's shooting straight up. And I'm wondering, what the fuck is he shooting at? I thought he was trying to get something special.
On my screen, that's where it was, but on his, it wasn't.
Yeah, the helicopter was where I was, so I'm on the other side, shooting a helicopter. He's on the other side, shooting straight up. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, Rory, what are you shooting at?
Ryan's guy's on the other side on my screen, so I'm shooting a helicopter on my screen, and on him, he's on the opposite screen, where on his screen it is. We're like, what are you doing? This is a fucking war, asshole.
Well, that's how chaotic this game is.
Save Utan.
This game is that chaotic where you don't even realize, when something like that happens, it looks normal that he's just shooting random shit and it's not even.
You're having a hard time.
I didn't even pick up on it. Yeah. But it's an awesome. It's fun to play with two people.
You cannot beat from Metal Slug 1 on. It's gold, and I wish they still made them.
Yeah, fun factor, man.
SNK Playmore still exists, and that's great. I mean, again, they just released within the last couple of months King of the Fighters 14. They need to make more Metal Slugs. I mean, they don't own them directly. They're Nazca, but
send
money, hire those people, figure it out.
Don't
make more seriously. Metal Slugs.
Yeah, don't fuck it up. Just make it like the other ones.
Just make Metal Slug Double X, is also Pi compatible.
Don't break it.
Yeah,
through the PSP.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. It kind of has a little slowdown, skips once in a while, but it's still very playable. Okay. Unfortunately, it's one player on the PSP.
Okay. I think I did play that. I think that's on my Pi.
Yeah,
I played
the Double X. Yeah,
it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that's 7 actually, right?
No, it's Double X. Well, it would have been
it's a 6.
Then, if you don't count the Game Boys, it would have been 8.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
It would have been 8.
I can't imagine having a game like this when we were in the mid 90s. No. I never even heard of this.
That's
game.
That's why the Neo Geo cost so much.
Unbelievable, man. Yeah. You see pictures of it in Game Pro magazine. It was ported to the PlayStation.
You would have shit your pants if you saw that.
Oh my god. If my Super Nintendo could play that motherfucker, I'd be like, holy shit.
Pretty ridiculous.
It was ported to the PlayStation. It was ported to
a lot of different shit along the years.
It was.
Nowadays, it's ported to a lot of stuff at SNK collections, but you can't beat it.
Yeah, some games are ported to some systems. And
talk about a game that you just want to put in real fast.
That's what I love about it.
You know what I mean? You don't really know what to play. Well, you know, let me just put this in.
Yeah.
And
it's got a certain energy to it. When you hear the menu music, it's like,
you're just not going to be disappointed.
Right.
Ever.
I love it.
You're not going to get frustrated.
Yeah,
you're just going to laugh. You know, and
it's goofy. Yeah,
satisfying.
There's no punishment. There's no stress at all.
It's all stress
relief because you're just blowing the shit. It's like, oh, the boss killed me for the 50th time. Who fucking cares?
Who cares?
Right. I'm coming back. I got more fucking missiles, bitch. You know what I mean?
Right.
All
right.
Well, obviously we all like the game, and would we collect or emulate? I don't think any of us are really going to collect this one.
I couldn't afford to.
I will just say... The original.
I will just say, for the sake of, you know, giving it a... our version of a thumbs up or a thumbs down, I would say I'd collect this game because it was good. You know, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's incredible.
There's many platforms
I looked online.
Now. You can get it anywhere.
I think it's like $200. I think I looked on eBay. You can get
it
for $200.
It's difficult to say.
The Neo Geo too, which costs kind of
the Neo Geo. Yeah, the Neo Geo is, I think, run around $400 to $500, which is a lot. Like I said, just for the sake of either a thumbs up or a thumbs down, I'm going to say collect. I would collect it.
Yeah, it's difficult to rate any of them without saying all of them. You know what I mean? Because they're so similar and they have such a high degree.
I should also say that I played the first one more than
all
the
rest.
Other ones.
Yeah. They started adding some shit that, you know, they didn't need, like the mummy shit. But I don't think it ruined. It didn't make the game necessarily worse. It just made it different. But I agree with you.
You mean the mummy bad guys.
The mummy stuff and the zombie stuff.
I like shooting them, the mummies.
I didn't mind. Fun. It would just slow the thing down when they threw the purple smoke at you or whatever and you turned into a mummy. It just kind of slowed it down. It didn't have the crazy fast pace as the first
one. The aliens are fun to kill. I like the animation.
I like all the alien parts.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love Mars people.
So yeah, I'd collect it too. Money being no object, because that's how we
do it. I would do the same.
It.
Yeah, I would collect
Big
it, too.
Big time thumbs up for all of them, except for five. Fuck five.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Roy, and obviously you would collect.
I can't praise it enough.
All right. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, well, that about closes out episode 21. Thanks for joining us. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and you can email us at EmulateThis@Outlook.com. All right, guys. Let's enjoy our little Sunday night. You guys, Rory, are you going to watch the Oscars? You said you were going to watch the Oscars, didn't you? We'll get you home for the Oscars.
He's rooting for Ooh La La.